This audio series is brought to you by PharmaState, an exclusive application for pharma industry professionals.
Hello friends, in this audio series, you will listen to 36 most frequently asked interview questions and answers for regulatory affairs profile in pharma industry. This audio series is in three parts. Each of 12 questions, this is the first part. Question number 1. What is regulatory affairs? Regulatory affairs in a pharmaceutical industry is a profession which acts as the interface between the pharmaceutical industry and drug regulatory authorities across the world. It is mainly involved in the registration of the drug products in respective countries prior to their marketing. 2. What are the goals of regulatory affairs professionals? The goals of regulatory affairs professionals are A. Protections of human health, B. Ensuring safety, efficacy and quality of drugs, C. Ensuring appropriateness and accuracy of product information. 3. What are the roles of regulatory affairs professionals? The roles of regulatory affairs professionals are A. Act as a liaison with regulatory agencies, B. Preparation of organized and scientifically valid NDA, ANDA, INDA, MAA, DMF submissions, C. Ensure adherence and compliance with all the applicable GMP, ICH, GCP, GLP, guidelines, regulations and laws. T. Providing expertise and regulatory intelligence in translating regulatory requirements into practical workable plans. E. Advising the companies on regulatory aspects and climate that would affect their proposed activities. 4. What is an investigational new drug (INT) application? It is an application which is filled with FDA to get approval for legally testing an experimental drug on human subjects in the USA. 5. What is a new drug application? The NDA is the vehicle through which drug sponsors formally propose that the FDA approves a new pharmaceutical for sale and marketing in the US. The data gathered during the animal studies and human clinical trials of an investigational new drug become part of the NDA. In simple words, it is an application which is filled with FDA to market a new pharmaceutical for sales in USA. 6. What is an abbreviated new drug application? ANDA. It is an application filled with FDA for a US generic drug approval for an existing licensed medication or approved drug. In simple words, it is an application for the approval of generic drugs. 7. What is a generic drug product? A generic drug product is the one that is comparable to an innovator drug product in dosage, form, strength, route of administration, quality, performance characteristics, and intended use. 8. What is a DMF? A drug master file, DMF, is a submission to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, that may be used to provide confidential detailed information about facilities, processes, or article used in the manufacturing, processing, packaging, and storing of one or more human drugs. Important fact regarding DMFs: it is submitted to FDA to provide confidential information. Its submission is not required by law or regulations. It is neither approved nor disapproved. It is filled with FDA to support NDA, IND, ANDA, another DMF, or amendment and supplements to any of these. It is provided for in the 21 CFR Code of Federal Regulations. It is not required when applicant references its own information. 9. What are the types of DMFs? Type 1. Manufacturing site, facilities, operating procedures, and personnel no longer expected by FDA. Type 2. Drug substance intermediate, and material used in their preparations or drug product. Type 3. Packaging material. Type 4. Excipient, colorant, flavor, essence, or material used in their preparation. Type 5. FDA accepted reference information. FDA discouraged its use. 10. What is a 505B2 application? 505B2 application is a type of NDA for which one or more investigations relied on by applicant for approval were not conducted by for applicant, and for which applicant has not obtained a right of reference. 11. What kind of application can be submitted as a 505B2 application? New chemical entity, NCE, new molecular entity, NME, changes to previously approved drugs. 12. What are the examples of changes to approved drug products for which 505B2 application should be submitted? A. Change in dosage form. B. Change in strength. C. Change in route of administration. D. Substitution of an active ingredient in a formulation product. E. Change in formulation. F. Change in dosing regimen. G. Change in active ingredient. H. New combination product. I. New indication. J. Change from prescription indication to OTC indication, K, naturally derived or recombinant active ingredient, I, bio inequivalence. Thank you.